about your relationship with Cam? How much have you watched him mature in his brief time?
Man, it's night and day, man. That guy, when he first came in, he just did everything off talent. Once he got with Coach Shula, Chud, you know, once that he really worked on his game, worked on his fundamentals, man, that guy started to blow up, man. And now he's one of the best in the game.
Is there any limit to his talent? I mean, it just seems like he keeps getting better.
Man, I tell everybody the same story, man. He has everything you wish for in a football player. He got size, he got speed, he got his ability, he can do it all.
Toughness,
he can do it all.
And you go from one pretty good quarterback to another.
I'm blessed, man. I'm real blessed, man. Go from Cam, who's doing his thing, he's up and coming, real good quarterback, established quarterback, and then I come over here with Brady. It's great, man. I've been blessed.
How is that working out, the development with Tom?
Man, you know, we've been getting better and better each and every day, each and every week, man. The more and more reps I get with this guy, it's only becoming getting out time and better, and also he's trying to find me more.
What do you learn about Tom? With more and more reps, what do you learn about what he expects from the receivers?
Man, he expects you to be exactly where he wants to be every route. And not a yard off, not a yard too deep, not a yard too short. He expects you to be exactly where he wants to be because he's going to put the ball placement exactly right.
Are you forced to be patient? Is that one of those things you have to say, okay, I just got to be patient because it'll come?
Pretty much. Because, man, I learned in this game, you know, when you go out there and you force, every time you force something bad happens. And just go out there and do your job, be patient, things going to happen for you.
Does the communication change from the practice field to the game field?
I'm pretty a little bit because in practice, you know, you got the coaches out there on the field, which you listen to the coaches on game day, man. I'm listening to Tom. And what he says in the huddle, that's the only thing that matters.
With regards to timing of the quarterback, what kind of a difference is there with a guy like Tom where the ball's going to be out quickly, and maybe a guy like Cam where he might buy some time with his legs before he lets it go?
Man, with Cam, it was just – everybody always say a football player is about 8 seconds. But with Cam, man, he was a big body. He can move. Like you said, you know, he'd get up there and still form a defensive end, and that 8 seconds would turn to 12 seconds because he done broke the pocket, and you turning back to play or you running deep because he's rolling out. So he always extend plays. But Brady, he's not the fastest guy out there, but he got a little loose enough in him also to make plays extend.
How much more comfortable would you say you are now as opposed to maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago or even back to OTAs?
From OTAs, if I had to put it on a scale from 0 to 10, like an 8 now. OTAs, I was shell-shocked. I didn't know what to expect. Everything was all new to me. I was in Carolina for the last 4 years, so I got used to that routine, got used to that playbook. Everything's new here. And since the beginning of the camp, I feel way more comfortable. Just being in the huddle with Brady, hearing him call the plays and stuff like that, I'm way more comfortable.
Is it more than just the language? Because I know at first you said a lot of it was the language, picking up terminology and whatnot.
Yeah, for me it was just language. Because, man, everybody in the league pretty much run the same plays, but it's just different terminology, different language.
As entrenched as you are now as a patron, as comfortable as you are in this environment, do you expect it to be a little bizarre? Fighting
that
when you step on the field and look across at the Panthers?
It's going to be a little weird, man. Just going out there, seeing some of my old teammates and looking at those jerseys, knowing I was just in those jerseys last year. It's going to be a little weird, but I got to do my job.